ברשותכם, we're in Mishnah Ched in Pirkei Avot. Yehudah ben Tabaim v'Shimon ben Shetach kiblu mehem. Shetach kiblu mehem. They received the Torah next. Yehudah ben Tabaim omer. He said the following: Al tas atzmecha keorchei adayanin. When you are acting as a judge, you should not play as a lawyer, as an advocate. Ukshayu baalei dinin omdin lefanecha. When the litigants are standing in front of you, you beinecha kereshaim. They should be in your eyes like wicked people. But whenever they leave you, meaning when the deen is finished, they should be in your eyes like they are both zakai, they both were innocent. As long as they accepted upon themselves the judgment that was given to them. So what's interesting over here is that it's saying that as you're playing as a judge, you shouldn't, God forbid, take sides. Rather, not only don't take sides, but when you are playing, and there's not only a person in court, let's say, for example, you have two children, and they get into a fight, and one hurts the other, and they're coming crying to you, and you don't know who did what. Now, they both come to you and start telling you their story. So first things first is, I don't take sides. I'm not saying, I know that he's usually the child who hurts the other one, and he's usually the bad child. They're like, no, I don't take any sides. Every time, you view both of them as a rishayim, both of them are like, they did wrong. Then, you have to hear out both sides. You hear both sides of the story. Right? You hear both sides of the story. Usually, one did something to the other, got him upset, he did something back. It's usually both sides did something wrong with that time. But sometimes it's a one-side pain. So you listen to both sides, you view both sides, both of them in your eyes at first. You don't view either of them as innocent, you view them both as guilty. Then afterwards, you find out, no, he's really the innocent one, he's really the guilty one. You finish, and then afterwards, you view them both as innocent. This is what the Mishnah is teaching us, that you shouldn't let when you're judging any situation, you shouldn't let that judgment change your perspective on who that person is. And this is a very important rule in life, is a lot of times you see someone doing something wrong, and what happens is, it changes your perspective on who that is. Wow, I saw them go into this store, they're not allowed into this store. I saw them do this and that, but we're not the judge. We're not the ultimate judge. Rather, when someone comes to you for judging a case, you should view them both as guilty. After the case, you view them both as innocent because we are not the judge. And when doing so, when you always look at others as innocent, and you don't judge people in a negative way, then Hashem will do the same with us. Hashem will always judge us in a good way.